Hi guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. Today, I am back with RG. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great, and you?
Doing very, very well. Very excited to get into, in the last episode, we obviously covered One Punch Man. But in this one, there's another anime that has a lot of similarities in its style and in its comedy and in its process of creation. Mob Psycho 100, a anime that we did not cover very much on the podcast. I've brought it up very, very briefly on the very first Anime Heroes podcast I did with Hotshot, and he fell in love with the concept of this anime. A character, Shigeo Kageyama, very reserved, very not one-noted, but very emotionless at the very beginning. But
exactly,
as we get into more and more episodes, we see some sort of countdown going up, and eventually this bubbles up, and a lot of you know what hits the fan. RG, give me your initial thoughts on Mob Psycho 100.
Giant, you know what, I'm gonna do something even better than that. You said at first that this show, Mob Psycho, was looking a lot like One Punch Man. Do you know why?
Why?
I'll tell you that this exact moment right now, in like not even a second. Right, it's because it has the same creator for Mob 100,
right?
Psycho, and One Punch Man are the same creator.
Yes.
Now
yes.
You know.
We're just blessing this creator with double podcast episode coverage. but yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but I was shocked when I didn't know that this man doesn't miss. So you wanted to know my opinion of Mob Psycho 100, what I thought about the show. Is that what you said? I mean, my memories, you know. What I thought, I loved it. I think that Mob 100 is more about a lesson of accepting yourself and be kind to other person. Disguised as a show with Psychic battling himself. What do you think?
I think that the battling himself is such a good way to put it, because he doesn't really know how to use his powers all that well at the very beginning. And he's even told that, like, you don't use your powers against others. You know, you only use your powers to exercise. And a character like Arataka Reagan, who, you know, is a total slime ball but has redeeming qualities, weaponizes that and uses Mob to really just, you know, to do what he wants, to get a huge cut of the exorcism fee. And then here, Mob, you can have a whole nice shiny nickel. You know,
I mean, at least he's paying him. That's what I respect.
It's the way it's structured. Come on, don't give me that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, it's very special, because with Ryan, how do you pronounce his name? Ryan? Reagan?
Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan.
Yeah. So
about Reagan, I really love this character, because is like at this, like, either you really love him or you don't, or you really hate him, because he's kind of taking advantage of Mob, but at the same time, he's always there to help him. He always wants what's best for him. But for him to survive as a character that kind of needs to trick people into for him to make money, I understand, like, his reasons of doing it. He doesn't want, he just wants to have something to eat in the morning. Can you blame him?
I don't blame him at all in that sense. I understand, but it's still the way he goes about it. I mean, it has to happen, or else the show would be just boring, you know? There needs to be some sort of conflict. But moving out of those two characters for a moment here, one character, and I want to say my favorite character, what do you think about the self-proclaimed upper-class evil spirit, you know, who basically decides to align himself with Mob after Mob just, like, destroys him? Dimple, as a character. We're talking about someone, you know, who wants to be worshipped by everyone, but, you know.
I think Dimple, it's a really good example of someone who's a bad person and he's trying to find happiness and not resolve to... He wants to achieve his desired, but he's doing it in a way that harms and control others people. And throughout the show, you can see him grow as a character, and also turns from a villain to an ally, and to even a true friends. And I really like this character. And it was very funny also. What about you?
And I mean, the thing is, Dimple is no joke. When you first see him, you know, he looks like this huge spear and everything like that, and he's super intense. But then when he gets reduced to a little green cloud, we're not very threatened by him. But this guy's no joke, you know? Like, I remember seeing his attacks, like his God Punch or God Dash or God Slam or God Toss. Like, this guy's like really considers himself to be like above all, you know, like the one above all in that sense. But and I don't know why.
Okay,
total subject change here, but like Dimple, Dimple here. Does he not give you Ghostbuster vibes? Or is that just me? Like, don't you feel like if the Ghostbusters were in, like, Mob Psycho, they would, like, chase down Dimple?
They will definitely chase him, since his first act was to possess people and act as a god. So, definitely. Yeah, I see what you mean. He has kind of a Ghostbuster vibes a little bit. I get you. And I love Dimple because he's incredibly useful. He's like everywhere. He can fly. He can possess people who doesn't have power to make them do or certain things. Really love them.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Another character.
Why can you not do this for me? Why can you not possess people? So I have a raise in my job.
Because we're not in an anime, RG. Because we're not in an anime. I've told you this before. We're not in an anime, RG. We can't do it. Okay, come on. You know this. You know this. You know you know this.
I think you're just trying to gaslight me.
But bro. Bro, in all seriousness, we got to talk about for a second here. I just want to kind of hit the mark on this character. Ritsu Kageyama, the brother.
Oh, the brother. I was like,
the younger brother
who?
Of Mob.
Oh, him. What about him?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about him?
What are your thoughts on him? Because he does have some abilities. I remember him using like telekinesis.
Brother, and, like, jealousy.
You know, he has like a 100 move. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does have a 100, but like, I think he only has it one time.
I think it only happens once.
Yeah, it only happens once.
No. What are your thoughts on Ritsu?
Oh, on him? Nothing much. Like, he's a character. He has jealousy. He wants his brother power. He doesn't understand his brother's situation because he has everything, and the only thing that he doesn't have, he envies his brother for it. So I'm like, kind of a cliche, kind of a nice character. Mm-hmm. But like I feel like in Mob Psycho, everyone is having issues and problems, and Mob really help them become a better person and see the light.
Absolutely, I understand what you mean. Like, Mob does definitely have that like nice person effect on people. Like, but then other things I wanted to get into.
Can you name me a character that he doesn't
everyone,
have?
Just all the villains.
Can you name me like one character he doesn't have like a good influence on?
Like, all the villains are just like, you know what? I'm gonna be a good guy now. I understand. I'm gonna change.
It only took like a couple building destroy, just manipulating people, destroying friendships for understand that. Yeah, I don't need to do that.
But yeah, he has great influences on characters, you know. But he's also someone who grows a lot throughout the series, you know, throughout the seasons. He is a character that's not one-dimensional whatsoever. I really think that Mob is the kind of character that he transforms from season to season and episode to episode.
My God.
And the biggest proof of that is like, I feel like he changes slightly every time there's like a countdown, full explosion. Like, out of all those moments, which explosion was the most memorable one for you?
When it gives me the most reaction and emotion, and what it was he tried to come back home to, I think, see or protect his parents, and somebody had put started a fire in his home and had put mannequin of his own parents, but Mob didn't know, so it just sees parents having issues with fire, and he's like, and you just see the countdown going like to 100, 200, and going like to an infinite number, and you're like, oh my God, what is gonna happen? Oof, okay, calm down a little bit. But like, if this situation happened for real, I really wonder what Mob would have done. I think he would have destroyed the whole city.
I have to agree with you. I think that, you know, obviously that was not good. Just not good. Not a situation I wanted to see go down.
Jan, if you were in place of like Mob or one of the character, with your dream, your desire, would you think you would be like Mob and not use your power and try to make yourself a better person and work hard? Or do you think you would be like other characters that tries to take advantage of the power? What do you think?
No, I would definitely be more like Mob. I would not. Like, the thing is, like, if we were in real life, like, and I really had all these powers, the thing is, the second someone finds out is the second it can get leaked, and then, like, you know, I get locked up in, like, I don't know, Area 51, and they're like, how did you do this? What did you do? Like, you know, like, we're talking about someone who has, like, psychic energy absorption, telekinesis, psychic energy transference, spiritual awareness. What's this? Chlorokinesis? Shigeo eventually learns to imbue his psychic energy into plants, enabling him to manipulate them and cause them to grow and mature at will. Like, come on. Astral projection. Mob can will his soul / spirit to leave his physical body, appearing as a floating axolotl-like creature. He can also enter the bodies and minds of others, though whether or not he can completely possess people is currently unknown. You know, like,
I think the problem with having a superpower is just like, it's, you need to hide them, otherwise everything becomes complicated. But like, if I had those superpower, I wouldn't go crazy and destroy everything. But you would like to use it for yourself a little bit. You're like, hey, you're late. Hey, you want to go somewhere. You want to do something. Like, or you just want to turn the TV, the remote's too far. Yeah, power.
I don't know, man. There's CCTV cameras everywhere. Like, you know, if you fly out there, someone's going to see it. But I want to get back to this. Do you remember when he went, you know, it was always like 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. Remember when it was question mark, question mark, question mark percent, the special state? The wiki reads, a special state that Shigeo occasionally enters when he becomes unconscious under extreme stress or when his physical vessel is destroyed. When this is active, Shigeo can unleash virtually limitless psychic energy, allowing him to achieve a level of one of psychic
nerd
strength far beyond his 100% explosions. And it should be noted that Mob has a 100% explosion in this form as well. The major downside of this power is that Shigeo completely loses control of himself while it's active, and his basic instincts take over.
Dad,
this
so
runs
mad.
The risk of Shigeo doing something that he would regret. I don't know. I think it's just so cool. No. Because, like, the people who are listening to this episode are nerds like me who want to know more about the state. Like, how did it happen? What's the thinking behind it? Like, give me your thoughts about this, RG, because I'm not kidding. This is, like, a super cool development. It has a lot of cool ideas to it.
I think it's kind of like we see on the anime that it happened, it kind of remind us of herself, like, what happened if I would go crazy? What happened if I would let loose? And I think of seeing someone like him and seeing it like a number without like any explanation that he's gonna let loose. It's like, it's so curiosity. You wonder what's gonna happen. What would happen if someone that strong would let loose? I really love this this moment and those little details on the show. I really like the countdown system.
Yeah, I think the countdown system itself always brings like an extra, like, what's gonna happen next factor to the anime. And I think there was one fight that the first time that like Mob really showed it, it was against that other psychic, the blonde character, I think Teruki, if I'm not mistaken.
The who?
The one with like
the rookie?
Teruki, like the one with like Teruki, Teru, when he fights Mob in the in his arc. Teruki has his own arc, the Teruki Hanazawa arc. When he's first introduced, he's like a leader of like some sort of like group in a rival middle school, and basically Mob and Teru fight for the first time.
The
and that's the first
one.
Time we see the 100%. Yeah, the blonde character. Like, blonde character. That was a really cool thing. That was a really cool fight because, like, just like Mob, you know, Teru has telekinesis, air whips. He doesn't have, Mob doesn't have air whips, but he has other, like, abilities, you know, pyrokinesis, explosions. And apparently, manga spoiler here, ethereal bodies technique.
What is that?
Teru noted that clones made with this technique are weaker than the original. Yeah, he can clone himself and stuff, dude.
You can't do crazy. Shadow clone
like,
jutsu?
Teru is no joke. Exactly. That's definitely what I said. But in all seriousness, your thoughts on Teru versus Mob? Let's go into that a little bit. You remember that fight? It was a pretty big fight.
Yeah, I remember. I remember their haircut at the end. That's what I love about it. I think this fight represents a little bit of an ideals versus reality, because you have Mob who doesn't want to fight a person, but at the same time, there's reality in front of him as this blonde guy is trying to hit him, discourage him. And I think it's a great example of, like, the thing is, Mob is overpowered, so that works for the enemy, and he can be passive and not fight back until a certain point. But yeah, it's really just an example of showing of ideals versus reality and who would win. And Mob win because he has way more power than any other character.
No, absolutely. And I feel like Teru is the first character that kind of gives Mob a run for his money, you know? He's like that other character where we're like, oh, snap. Okay, we're dealing with something special here. We're dealing with like another psychic who can do a lot of damage. And that was very exciting personally for me. Like, I thought, oh my god, okay, we can actually like get a real psychic battle going on here, you know.
Yeah, is it the first time that we have psychic versus psychic?
I think it was at least one of the very first times. RG, I want to bring up another topic here.
Yes, I'm
did you know that there is a 12 episode series on Netflix, a live action of Mob Psycho 100? Did you know this?
I did not. Is the live action good? Did they manage to make one that is good?
That's what I want to know. Like, because we
didn't
know that
watch it.
The live actions. I did not watch it. I just heard about this. Okay, I want you to tell me. Tell me this on without looking into it. Without
I was about to look
it.
Into it.
what is the rating on IMDb for the live action of Mob Psycho 100?
One or lower.
A total of 574 votes. What do you think? This miniseries came out in 2018.
Lower. All the live action doesn't work. I don't care about the budget. Like, until they found a technology or some kind of way to animate some of the great show like One Piece in live action, it doesn't work. You cannot do it with theater. You cannot do it with live action. And also, you need to put someone who actually watch and love the show as a director. So I think it's a bad writing. Rating. Thank you, English.
It is a 5.2 out of 10.
No. Actually, in the 5.2, it's not worse. It's not the worst.
No, 5.2 is horrible. It's horrible.
I'm pretty sure the other one are like ones. I'm a little bit surprised. I'll give them that. It must not be as bad as I think.
I don't know, that says a lot of like, oh, it's only a 5 out of 10, like, it can't be that bad. Like,
it can't be that bad. But I mean, like, if you compare it to, like, Giant, I'm pretty sure you saw clips of the Death Note live action.
Oh, don't bring that up. You don't have to, we don't have to talk about that. No, okay. I'm in a good mood. We don't need to talk about this. We're not talking about that. I don't want to talk about
this. That doesn't happen.
It never happened. Never happened, okay?
We are on the end game reality when you've seen the live action of Death Note. Like, this is the end. This is not the best reality.
Right. The other thing I want to bring up is, like, Mob, like, he kind of integrates himself in his school. Remember when he was part of, what was it, like, the Body Improvement Club?
Body Improvement Club.
See him going on runs and lifting weights, and he's, like, literally, like, passing out every time he does a workout. What were your thoughts on, like, including, like, a club like that in the school and his, like, development as a character?
I think it's a neat thing. Like, it's good. It serves as a new family and new friends for Mob, and it helps I think it's another group of people that helps him grow, and also Mob's help those people grow in a certain way. So I think this club that this definitely has its place on the anime. I think it's a great thing that they add.
Absolutely. And now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure that club, like, there was a fight at some point where they needed help, and there was, like, people like Goda, I think, Musashi Goda, he's the president of the Body Improvement Club, and they literally come to the battle and help him. And I remember, like, I think Mob joins that club because, like, he tried or, like, to join, like, the Psychic Club, and, like, it just, that club that never worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. Like, it has this time, it had this moment, but I mean, at the end, like, I don't know if you remember this episode, like, they tried to comfort. Yeah, they tried to comfort the president of this club, which still believe an alien, and everybody thinks that she's making fun of, and it take a whole episode for her to like, oh yeah, actually aliens are real, so now you don't need to feel bad about yourself, and all the time that you use is not wasted. I think that's a really sweet thing that they did.
Yeah, definitely real.
I think it's I think it's the equivalent of a filler episode, because it doesn't really have anything to do with the story, but it's still like a really feel good for the character. Like, everybody needs to grow and change on this anime.
No, absolutely, absolutely. The other thing too, with Mob and everything that, which I really enjoyed, was that he has like a bit of a Rock Lee thing to him, where I feel like he doesn't stop, like he doesn't give up. I know like that's a corny anime trope, but like I really feel like he's a go-getter. Like in French, we would say c'est un fonceur, you know. He keeps going and he keeps fighting, and he might not be the strongest character, but like the battles he gets into, they get better and better and better, and he gets stronger and stronger and stronger, like over time. Like, absolutely,
it's funny how the more he has confidence into himself, the stronger he is, because he doesn't train his psychic power.
No, I don't think he trains it that much. I just think he learns how to use them more and more from battle to battle. You know what I mean?
This is how you learn how to use your power. You need to battle everyone. So he's like a Pokemon. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's number 150,833, if I'm not.
You have now your human-like Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly.
And what do you think about Reiner? I think he's the second most important character on the show. He's the one that brings Mob into the supernatural. Supernatural? Is that a word? Supernatural? Reiner? Is that a word, Jen? No, supernatural.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about, but well, I kind of got into it in the beginning, but we can definitely break him down a bit more.
I want to break him down a little bit more.
You know, he.
Do you like him or you don't like him? That's what I want to know.
Listen, I'm mixed feelings on him. That's just the best way to put it. Because on the one hand, he is supporting of Mob, you know, and he's there and he takes care of Mob when he can. But at the very core of it all, he's not a cool guy. He's not a nice guy. He takes advantage of Mob. But like over time, he develops into a better character, and I can get behind him. But overall, you know, very mixed feelings. You know, he apparently, I want to see, like, he has a, what is this? Has a wide variety of skills and knowledge due to working many different jobs while trying to avoid becoming a masseur, as his parents wanted.
I mean, I would have loved to become a masseur.
who can forget the salt splash attack? And who forget Sorcery Crush? Reagan uses a massage to relieve the stress from physical fatigue. Oh, what is this? The anime is just built different, man.
Yeah, it's just built different.
But I remember Reagan, like, there's these moments where, like, we're stuck and, like, oh, what are we going to do? And Reagan kind of shows up and just, like, pulls a move and, like, it kind of, like, helps the situation out. But there's some funny trivia around him in here on the wiki.
Yeah.
Did you know Reagan is very knowledgeable when it comes to food and nutrition, and enjoys creating his own recipes. Fun fact: Reagan was bullied in his youth and considered himself as an outsider. That we knew. Reagan would leave his business to Mob if he were to pass away. Yeah, this is stuff we already knew. Reagan secretly enjoys cooking, collecting memorabilia. Yeah, he looks like that kind of guy. But yeah, as a character, I think he's necessary in the story. He's a necessary evil. You know what I mean?
I think he doesn't like do like one lie saying that he has superpower, but like if you compare this tiny white lie compared to all the good that he has done in this series, like I can get behind that. That's like lie that parents tell their children. It's like Does it like? Does it mean that there's bad? I think he's a really nice person, and he show it countless times. And if you ever seen the end of Mob Psycho, you can see that he founds a way to redeem himself.
Yeah, and for Mob Psycho, correct me if I'm wrong. Are we on 3 seasons? I feel like we're on 2 or 3 seasons.
You know that Mob Psycho has ended, right?
Yeah, but is there like a total of 3 or 2 seasons? I'm pretty sure there's 3 seasons of Mob Psycho.
Pretty sure also there's 3 because there's a first part where they introduce all the character and his power. There's a second season that I don't remember. And I remember in the third season where the Tree of Life, or what they call. So,
Yeah, the Tree of Life. Yeah.
I think, is it the first or the second season that he fight the villain that has like safe power for all his life?
I think that was the second.
I think it was the second too. So I don't remember who was the villain of the first season. Getting old is fun.
I think the first season was kind of like the second season of One Punch Man, where there's like more character building. There are fights, but like it definitely was the most character building season for Shigeo. Other thing I want to get into here before we start slowly wrapping things up. Comparing all 3 seasons, which one was your favorite and which one was your least favorite?
I can't remember season 2, so I'm kind of biased. I would say that I can't remember like what did they do. So I would say that my favorite, I think, would be season 1, because they really put a lot of effort into the animation and to the opening. And to like every moment magical, so you get a hook on the show, and boy, do they got us hooked. And I really love that. And the ending, I think the ending was perfect for Mob Psycho. Like they had like really the perfect ending. You don't feel like there's no stone that is unleft. I think that is my 2 favorite moments.
Yeah.
And there's not a single moment in Mob Psycho. Maybe like the, like we said earlier, the alien thing, like the, like try to discover if the aliens are gray or real or not, just so that this little girl like doesn't feel bad about it. I think there's like there would be like the less interesting moment, but like there's nothing like that I don't really like about the show. And what about you, Jan?
So for me, this anime really came when I was like into the One Punch Man thing. And when I started watching this, every character had strong emotions. The battles were intense. The storyline was well written. The support characters had depth to them. So all in all, it held together very well. And I'm happy about that. For me, the animations during these fights and the colors and and how it pops out of the screen. I swear, like I think this is one of the best animes bar none. And I do have to say that for me, the first season is my favorite. Definitely the first season.
Good
and my
choice.
Least, I gotta go with the third. The third was good, but like the second had this. I think when I watched the second one, I was just happy to have more Mob Psycho 100 content. You know what I mean? And the third, I was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll take a third season if I had to. not that it was worse or anything. All 3 seasons are fantastic, but like all in all, like I have to say those 2 seasons for best.
It's perfect.
So, RG, let's start wrapping things up here. Give me your final thoughts on Mob Psycho 100 as an anime. All 3 seasons, your final thoughts.
I think Mob Psycho is a piece of art. I think it has everything: action, emotion, a little bit of romance. And I think that's a show that even I would recommend for my friend that doesn't watch anime. And you can even watch it with your whole family. It's extremely good.
Yes, very well said. I think I'm just going to echo what you just said, RG. Mob Psycho is one of those series that when it came out, you know, the first season was great. The second season was just as good. And the third, you know, was just a cherry on the cake. And I think I'm good with like the amount of series. Because sometimes there's some shows that they come back with a new season and you're like, I didn't really need another season.
Yeah, they know where to end.
This series really did that well. You know what I mean? This series was like, it ended when it needed to end, and it held itself together very, very well. The characters, like I said, Mob is a standout for me. He you would not expect the adventure that he goes through to occur when you first meet him. And, you know, his relationship with his family and his management of his power as he grows as a character. And obviously, Reagan taking advantage, but also being an ally for him. You know, we have fantastic character dynamics. This is where this anime breaks the mold for me. It has great dynamics between each character, each relationship. Couple that with a fantastic storyline, awesome music, great battles. You know, like, you're well served with this anime for sure. So highly recommend it. Obviously, if you've watched this far ahead of the podcast, you're kind of spoiled, but you should still go watch or rewatch nonetheless. Yeah. I actually am very much in the mood to watch some episodes after talking about it. So yeah, that's it.
We didn't spoil too much. They're gonna be fine. We didn't spoil anything.
Yeah, I think we weren't that bad on the spoiler. As I was saying it, I was like, you know what, we didn't spoil.
It's like, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
So exactly. So on the next one, Hotshot will be back. He's going to be joining us on a very exciting topic. And if you guys have noticed, we are back on 3 episodes a month now. We went from 2 to 3, and I'm very happy with the state of things. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Anime Podcasters.
For
myself and RG.
Yes.
This has been another episode of
Anime
Podcasters. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Hotshot here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anime Podcasters. We have over 100 other episodes for your entertainment found wherever podcasts are available, such as Spotify. We also release new episodes twice a month, so keep an ear out for us. You can follow the podcast at Anime Podcasters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Giant Music's YouTube channel. Giant himself can be found on social media at Giant Music, as well as his own website, giantmusic.com. Kyo, our artist for the podcast, can be found on Twitter and YouTube at GoProKyo, as well as his website, ccartgalleryportfolio.com. As for me, Hotshot, you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at HotshotGinger. As always, guys, thanks for listening to us. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.